From the studios of WMAA-FMHD, welcome to another edition of How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WMAA-FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, your resident psychotherapist. And as always, I have with me today...
Oh, Dr. Funderburk, you've got your main man, that is, of all time.
Of all time.
That's right. But then I do still got to honor your dad, though, because Eddie Smith, he was the man, though. He was my father-in-law.
My daddy.
That's right. That's right. Dr. Funderburk.
Yes.
Look, we just entered spring.
Right.
Gorgeous weekend. We had a fabulous time. Mm-hmm. And so now I want to give you a special name for this because of our topic for the week.
Okay.
So my special name is going to be Uncle Keith. That's right.
Uncle Keith.
Yeah. Okay. I know. Okay. You can just call me Unc.
Okay, Unc.
Yeah, you know how it is when you go to those, you know, our family reunions, and you know how we do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know your uncle's names.
That's,
you know,
Unc over there in the corner.
That is.
Or
that,
like, sometimes that's cuz.
That is cuz. What's up, cuz? What's up? Look, cuz is used so many times. Uh-huh. What's up, cuz? I don't know your name, but what's up, cuz?
We cousins.
That is.
So,
we cousins.
So you Unc.
I'm Unc.
Okay.
And I say that I'm Unc because this week we are talking about the issues that are the mental health issues that are facing our young black teens.
So, well, specifically though,
teen
girls.
Teen girls.
Because we're still we're rounding out Women's History Month, and we're bringing in the youth in the last week of this series that we were doing or that we are doing. So yeah, we're specifically talking about teen girls, and we'll probably lean towards more black teen girls, but teen girls in general.
That's right. That's good. Okay, Dr. Funderburk, I got two trivia questions.
Okay, so before we go into the teen girls, you're going into...
Yeah, that's right. I got two trivia questions for two trivia questions, but as it relates to Women's Health Month.
Women's History.
History Month. Man, I'm jacking that all up, y'all. Y'all forgive
okay.
me. Y'all forgive. Okay, so...
We have a forgiving crowd here. We love them and they love us.
That
so.
Is. That's
so they'll
right.
forgive you, Unc.
That's right. That's right. They are part of the Funderburk tribe. All right. So, Dr. Funderburk.
Yes.
The question is, this particular female, and actually even more than that, any person in history, this person has won the most Grammys out of all time.
The most Grammys of all time.
That's right.
So I'm just going to put it out here. I'm thinking Beyonce.
Uh-oh. Now, do you know?
Well, I do know that she had or has like the most Grammys of something.
Right, right.
I don't know if she's the most, if she has the most Grammys of all time. Though.
Of all time. Look.
So am I right?
Beyonce, you are correct, Dr.
Okay.
Funderburk.
All right. Look
Beyonce,
at her.
Beyonce, look, Beyonce has 35 Grammys.
Wow.
She has had over 99 nominations.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Funderburk, man, that says a whole lot.
That's over a third of her nominations.
Dr. Funderburk, I remember back in the day, you had your Beyonce hair.
I do. You know, hey, I will rock my own hair, but I have no problem buying some hair either.
That's right. Look, a brother had to learn how to buy hair.
You didn't go. Well, you did buy that braid hair.
I did.
Sorry.
You know, that's pretty bad when you got to go to the store and get that black hair.
Because, y'all, my braider was right in the middle, and we ran out of hair. It's like, ooh, okay, I need some more hair. And
that's right.
I ain't going to the store half braided.
That's right. So it's like, what, 2B, 3D or something? I don't know what it was.
I declare, you don't even remember my color?
Look, it's been a minute.
You know? It has. I need to get some more braids. Look, miss my braids.
But fellas,
Sorry, we digress.
That's right. If you ever want to really get in good with your lady, said, babe, I got you. I'm going to get you some hair. Man, if you go get her some hair this week, you are in it, brother.
It's got to match, though. I mean, so don't go in there not knowing what you're looking for. Okay, we all off topic. Let's refocus.
Okay, so Dr. Flint, okay, so we did do the discussion. Of course, I gave you a trivia question. The first question was, are the most Grammys, and that was Beyonce.
Yeah.
And now the second question is, again, just as impactful.
Okay.
This particular female has won the most American Olympic. She's like the most decorated American Olympic gymnast of all time.
And this is a black woman, or
it's going to be a black woman. Yes.
Okay. So of course, the one who pops into my mind is Simone Biles.
Oh, okay. That is Simone Biles.
Okay. Okay.
That's right. Man, she is, of course, 7 gold, mm-hmm. 2 silver, and 2 bronze.
Wow.
Man, my girl Simone, she really, and ain't nothing but a little, I mean, she just as tall as an ant. I mean, she ain't that tall.
She's not. I don't know what her height is, but she's not very tall, but she is a powerhouse. She's like a little ball of muscle.
Man, yes. So look, she is awesome. You know, they call her one of the golden girls of the Olympic environment. Simone.
Because she's got so many golds.
That's real.
Wow.
Wow. That is all right.
Man,
so,
you know what? I just love excellence. Like whenever I see greatness,
yeah,
whatever field, whatever area, whenever I see greatness, it inspires me. I mean, it could be greatness in, it doesn't matter the area, but whether it's, we're talking about music, we're talking about gymnasts, and you know, it just inspires me to see greatness and to hear about greatness and to see how much they've overcome to get to where they are. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I just get inspired when I hear those types of things. Man, I'm ready to do more.
That's right. You got that little warm, fuzzy feeling right there just in the middle of your chest.
Yeah, because it's not the parts that we see that have gotten them where they are. It's all the stuff that we don't see. It's the early morning practices, the late night practices, I'm pushing through tiredness, I'm pushing through, you know, whatever the situation is. And I think that's the part that inspires me. It's like, you know what? Go do something. Go be great. And we can be great. We are great.
That's right.
And we can continue to be great, and we can be even greater.
There you go. Look, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Today's topic, again, we're talking about strong but silent. There's a mental health reality about our teen girls, our black teen girls.
Mm.
And so today's conversation is very powerful, it's necessary, and really is long overdue. I think it's something that we as a people, again, right here on Auntie's campus in the greater Greensboro area, talking about mental health as it relates to our black teen girls is extremely important. And because these young ladies, they're facing a lot. They're dealing with a lot of feelings. They're dealing with a lot of technology. They've got the influences of school. So, Dr. Funderburk, I mean, what do you think? What do you think about this whole issue for mental health from a black teen girl's perspective?
I like that we are, you know, thinking about this topic. I like that we're doing this because it can be really easy for adults to negate the idea that young people can have issues. And I don't mean like, you know, sometimes we'll go around and we're just kind of saying, yeah, girl, they got issues. I don't know about this Gen Z or Gen Alpha. I don't know about them. That's what, you know, you may hear. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, this piece is kind of old school right here. It's kind of like, you know, you would hear the grown folks say, well, what you're a kid. What problems do you have? You know, what issues do you have? And you got it made right now. You are living the life.
Right,
these are the best years of your life. And you know what? That could be true, but it's all about their perception of it, right? Because perception is really reality in the eyes of that particular beholder. Mm-hmm. So I think it's necessary that we pay attention to their viewpoint and how they're seeing some of the struggles. And we can easily forget that because they, you know, sometimes may act a little grown or may be a little sassy or, you know, whatever the situation may be, it doesn't mean that they have full-grown brain capacity. And when you don't have a full-grown brain, and I've said this I don't know how many times on this show, the human brain doesn't finish growing until the early to mid-20s. When you don't have a full-grown brain, you are not thinking at the same level as the adults that may be in the room. But because of the way they show up sometimes and because of some of our sociocultural types of things that are going on out there, we can just perceive young teen girls and especially teen black girls. And I think this can happen for teen black boys too, that we perceive them as more mature and then we kind of treat them as more mature, but they're not always. They're kids.
That's exactly right. And so Dr. Funderburk, I just want to let everyone know that you're listening to How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. You've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburk, and y'all, we're talking about strong but silent, the mental health reality for our black teen girls. You know, one of the things about when you think about the truth, black girls are hurting, and many are hurting quietly.
Mm.
And so what we want to do, though, is to help people understand that for black teen girls, they're feeling persistently sad and maybe overwhelmed or even emotionally exhausted, Doc.
Yeah, we're not talking about 100%
of course.
Black teen girls. One of the studies that I reviewed before we came on the air here, well, actually, there were a couple, one from the National Institute of Health and one from the Centers for Disease Control, They reported increased suicide attempts. Now, this was between 2009 and 21, So the percentage went from 10% up to 18%. And that's a lot.
That is a bunch.
That's a big jump. I don't know if that sounds like a big jump to you all, but that's a really big jump. And, you know, I think we're hearing about more instances where people are thinking of taking their lives. And so that also provides, unfortunately, an example for folks as to how do I get rid of this issue. But, you know, it's so interesting that they don't get to see how many people just, you know, really loved them, you know, and because they're not here anymore. I think the silent, but how did you say it earlier? Silent, strong, but silent.
Yeah.
I think that is almost like the precursor to the strong black woman.
There it is.
And, you know, we a lot of times the strong black woman is not the strong black woman. I mean, you know, it's more of we're doing what we got to do, but we don't always feel strong when we're doing it. And so, again, you go back to what I was saying before, not full brain development. You've got a younger person with less life experience and that being that strong black girl, that's not always what we want. You know, we want them to be able to persevere through situations, but they still need assistance. They still need help. And just because you may see attitude, just because you may see sassiness, just because you may see things that are off-putting for you, it doesn't mean that they're really that girl.
Wow.
Because the attitude can come from just fear.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to know how afraid I am. So I'm going to put that wall up to say, don't come near me. Don't hurt me. Mm-hmm. And again, this is not all of our teen girls. There are some who are thriving, but the ones who are thriving, they have a different level of support. They have people around them who will say, yes, this is, let's back up. They have people around them who are providing appropriate examples in and out of season, as they will say.
Right.
So meaning those folks around them are trying to be the best that they can be, just period, in life, not only when that girl is looking. Because kids are perceptive. Kids can tell when you are being real fake, right? So they can call it, or they can just spot it and say, okay, yeah, I see you. I peeped that fake game you got right there, that real fake news you putting out here. They recognize that, and they can say, yeah, I see you trying to be nice right now, or you're trying to be whatever, professional, or you're using that voice right now, but I know you when you are in the other room talking to your girlfriend, your guy friend, and I hear how you talk about such and such, or I hear how you, I hear the language that you use, but even though you're telling me not to use that language, they can peep that game real quick. So
right.
The ones who are thriving have people who are genuinely the girls who are thriving have folks around them who are congruent. That's what I was trying to say.
Congruent.
Yes, they're congruent. They're the same over here as they are over there. And so when you have those folks around, and those folks who will set, who will be congruent while allowing them to make mistakes and helping them to learn through their mistakes and not just fuss at them or yell at them or go off on them because of mistakes. That's how they learn. Because again, they don't have full grown brain capacity, and they are just not going to make great decisions 100% of the time.
Wow.
And they need a soft landing place.
There you go. There you go. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Dr. Funderburk, now I got to talk about something that's special in our community.
Okay.
Okay. Because again, this is something that happens. You know, we're talking about teen girls, but this is spread over to being, of course, a woman. Mm-hmm. It's known that one in four black girls mm-hmm. will be sexually abused by the age of 18. This is according to the American Psychological Association. In four. But this is the issue in our community, the black community, the black and the brown. We have a tendency to tell these girls to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happened to me, baby. You know, it's just something that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
It went on in the house and stays in the house.
Yeah.
And so they never report the abuse. It can be from an uncle. It can be from a father. It can be from a big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sexually abused this young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, again, according to the American American Psychiatric Association, is one in four.
That's a lot of people.
That's
a lot of girls.
Before the age of 18.
Who are going to grow into women who will then go out and start families, or who might be starting families even before they turn 18 because of the abuse that they are suffering. And then they get called names.
Wow.
Sometimes even those right there in the community with them or in the family with them are going to call them names, and they know what so-and-so was doing to them.
So it's like, I mean, like we knew that. So-and-so was abusing that child,
mm-hmm.
that 10-year-old, that 12-year-old.
Unfortunately, I've worked with multiple, so this is not any, you know, stretch of breaking any level of confidentiality simply because it's happened a lot of times. I've worked with folks that their abuse started as young as four.
Four, wow.
Yeah.
Man, that tugs at your heart and your inner person. Mm. So, Dr. Funderburk, then, if there's a young person that's listening, you know, they can't really say anything. Mama or daddy's driving the car, but they're just listening.
Mm-hmm.
What can that young person do?
You are allowed to ask for help.
Okay.
So whether that person said, don't say anything, or I'm going to, you know, hurt whomever, you are allowed to seek your own level of help in the way that you feel like you can do it. So you know what the situation is. You are allowed to reach out for help. And that may mean another family member. That may mean another friend or a different friend's parent. That may mean trying to make phone calls to the 988 number. That is the mental health 911. It's like a mental health 911 national number. And that's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week number that you can call. It's a free call. You can call and say, hey, this is going on. I don't know what to do.
That is.
I don't know what to do. So you don't have to suffer this alone. And if you were that young girl and now you're an adult woman, you absolutely can reach out as well. And it could be to that same 988 number, or you can seek your own level of help with confiding in friends or a family member, or you can just go straight to a professional, which some people prefer because that professional doesn't know you. And we see you out in the street and you don't want to speak to us, we are 100% okay with that. And we'll just keep right on walking and act like we don't see you, because we are 100% going to protect your confidentiality. So this is how the saga continues, as some have said, because the help is not sought. It's best if the help is sought right as the event happens, but sometimes folks don't say anything.
That's right.
Until they're adults.
Yeah.
Sometimes folks don't say anything ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, but and this can have happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It's impacting your relationships that you have today with your current spouse. It could be impacting your professional relationships. So it's just important just to have a conversation, talk to somebody about your thoughts.
I can hear somebody, I don't know who it is, I can hear somebody now saying, but why are you going to wait all that time? Why didn't you say anything back then? Don't come at me with that, okay?
Right.
Because you're asking a child, why didn't they say anything then? Or even if it was an adult, you're asking that adult after they have felt unfortunately, shame and humiliation from something. Why didn't you go public with your shame?
Right,
really?
Right.
Go somewhere and have several seats, sir or ma'am. Because that's not okay to shame these folks like this. And we're not going to stay on sexual abuse, y'all. I promise.
No,
we're not. But I see it so often. And that 1 in 4 number, again, that's a lot of adults. That's a lot of girls who then grow into adults that then carry these issues with them.
Right, that's right. Okay, last
thing. I'm sorry, I'm getting off the soapbox.
But
I'm sorry, y'all.
But this is happening, and it's happening in our community. It's quiet, it's silent. Oftentimes, we're telling our kids or our young people, just be strong.
Yeah,
and they don't
know how to do that.
No, you don't know how to do that. I mean, you're a teenager. You just got abused by an uncle or a big brother.
Or you just, let's go from that. That's the more serious stuff. Let's go to things that to adults can feel like, that's just, kid stuff. But it feels big to the teens. And that could be those relationship breakup issues, that how I perceive myself when I look in the mirror, how I perceive what I look like as compared to the folks I see on social media. A lot of times adults will say, none of that stuff is real. Don't pay attention to that. You're going to grow out of that little puppy love. Don't pay attention to that. It's the perception of the person who's experiencing the situation. What does it feel like to them? And to them, I mean, just think back, y'all, when you're that age and you just had that breakup. It's huge.
Huge. Look, it ain't nothing like Johnny, Tyrone, you breaking up one of them jokers. And man, sorry, Dr. Funderman, I ain't joking.
Y'all, he saw me making a face.
That's right. I'm kind of, don't let no little boy break up my daughter and break her heart, man.
Okay. Yeah, okay. See, why you have to bring her into it?
But Dr. Funderman, we only got about 2-3 minutes left in the show.
Oh, wow.
But with the rise of social media, with the rise of all that's taking place, and again, it's on multiple platforms, for social media in a young person's life, oh, man, it's huge.
Especially for the digital natives. The digital natives are that Gen Alpha group, like our daughter is in, or I think up to maybe 15, 16, something like that. They're Gen Alpha, and they are, folks who don't know life without digital products. Gen Z, you know, they're kind of born into it too, but not the same way Gen Alpha was. So we want to pay attention to what they are seeing online and how they are connecting to these things. And we just want to really have conversations with them about what they're seeing online and how they perceive it. Go ahead.
You know, because you can think about it like this, Doc.
Yeah.
You know, social media is their source of truth. You know, it's like, that's it. I remember back in the day, you know, we had a little encyclopedia, you know. Look, you know, I remember, you know how you had that little stack of encyclopedias?
Uh-huh.
You remember that, Doc?
Uh-huh. They still at the house with Mama right now.
Oh, my goodness.
All lined up on the bookshelf.
That's right. You know, and then you might get these annual editions, you know, the updates. But now it's no longer, you know, that 26 or 27 book annuals. But now, man, with social media, it's having an impact on young people between, you know, the Eurocentric type of beauty standards. You're talking about all types of colorism right here in our own community.
Yeah.
You know, we got brown folks want to be lighter, black folks want to be lighter, light folks want to be darker, you know, and then you talk about all these types of enhancements to your body. And so it's this constant comparison, Doc. You know, I got a minute. Tell me, what can that young person, they're looking at social media and that person that they're seeing does not look like them?
The person that they see that doesn't look like them. Yes, that person can be beautiful, and you are beautiful all the same, whether you look like them or not. Have you, and to the adult women out there, have you all, and men as well, have you all ever seen kids? And I mean, they're just being kids, or teens, and they're just being teens. And sometimes, and I look at them and I'm like, y'all just don't know how beautiful you are. I look at them and they've got these cheeks that are just, you know, flush with that blush red color, pink, naturally. They've got, whether you have great skin or whether you don't have great skin. I know in that teen time, those hormones, I have called them in the past gangsters. Hormones are gangsters.
That's right.
And they can come in and kind of do some of the things that they do, but they are just still so beautiful to me, and they don't know it. So adults, help these young girls to see themselves through the beauty that you see in them. And that means your words matter. You can be making some of them little jokes sometimes. Some of those little, oh, look at them big legs. It's, if you think big legs are pretty, just say, look at those pretty legs. How about that?
That's right.
Did that sound like it was personal to me?
Oh, yeah, it did. We're going to schedule your appointment next week.
Okay, yeah.
Doc, we got to get out of here.
Okay, you know. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I guess I'm a little passionate about it. So just speak well, y'all. Speak well. And young girls, adults speak well to the young girls. Don't pick at them and say, it's a joke. You're so sensitive. Not cute. And young girls, you are allowed to feel. You are allowed to help. Ask for help, and you are not alone. Even when you feel like I'm the only one who feels this, thinks this, looks like this, no, you're not. Y'all, oh, he's telling me I got to wrap up. So if you want to contact us, make sure you're messaging us at WNAAFM@ncat.edu. And we'll see you next time on How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. Take care, y'all.
That wraps up another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests, and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA FMHD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA FMHD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks on 90.1 FM WNAA.